Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The civil war in Israel is over, and the new King David needs to bring the kingdom together. To make the situation more complicated, the Philistines have now declared war and are seeking to rip Israel apart. Step into my saga, King David Inherits a Kingdom, and find out how David will win the battle. Now David was king over all of Israel. The Philistines came to make war on King David. The Philistines were a powerful nation. They had giants in their armies, like in the story, David and Goliath. But God blessed King David with mighty men. Now these are the heads of the mighty men who supported David and the kingdom of Israel. Joashabim was the chief of 30 mighty men who used his spear against 300 men in just a one-day battle and slayed them all. After him was Eleazar, one of the special forces of 3 mighty men that were with David at the Battle of Pasdammim, where he stood his ground against the Philistines against unsurmountable odds. Benai struck down the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He is known for entering a lion's pit and killed a lion inside the pit on a snowy day. He also killed an Egyptian who was a very big man, say around 10 feet tall. Now the Egyptian had a spear made from the post of a house, and Benai took him on with a club, but then he stole the spear out of the Egyptian hands and killed him with it. He is just one of the 30 mighty men and did not reach the level of special forces. These men loved David and sought to protect Israel against all its enemies. Their stories are amazing. David's mighty men. You may have heard of them, or at least a few of their tales of adventures. They were fierce men of war that never seemed to fall, but always had victory in the end. Return to hear one of their escapades as they serve King David. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.